The Texas independence movement received large traction. How was Raven forced out in that barren land? It all ironically started with the Mexican government allowing Americans to give them the title of empresarios, entrepreneurs. The large American population did not feel they were represented by the Mexicans in the government, so they demanded independence. Of course, the Mexicans declined. Why would they listen to the people of a different nation? The Texans took their own charge and elected Sam Houston as president. The Mexicans took this as a threat and so began the surprising Texas War for Independence. The Texans were on a losing streak. The small force of volunteers could not match the power and training of the Mexicans. General Santa Anna had wiped out almost all rebellious forces and had even quarreled with the Texan army. The Texan army was small, led by Sam Houston. They didn't have much training and were put together to have some type of defense against the Mexicans. The small shanty army would go on to defeat the big power at the Battle of San Jacinto. The Texans had lost almost all hope. Sam Houston had few options left to advance in the war. One lucky event changed everything. His army caught a Mexican courier. The Mexican courier was a jackpot. There was info on the status and future plans of Santa Anna's army. After receiving nothing but negativity, the captured courier provided motivation to succeed and win in the war. Sam Houston learned that Santa Anna and his force were small. With this info, he gave a prideful and encouraging speech that riled up his men, which reminded them of the Alamo and the Goliad. Sam Houston and his army raced to Lynchburg. He had confidence in his men, yet he still feared at the possibility of another demoralizing loss to the Mexicans. Houston and his army reached there first, at an area named Buffalo Bayou, with groves of thick trees and lush and wet marshes. The woodlands provided sanctuary and site protection if the Texans would be seen, but it didn't allow for a possible retreat. Santa Anna and his forces arrived much later and had made camp in a vulnerable empty plain near the San Jacinto River, which bordered the marshes and woodlands that Houston's army had made camp in. The only thing separating the two armies was a small grassy hill. The first skirmish occurred, and the two sides fought hard. The sound of bullets were fired throughout the plains. The Texans easily overpowered the Mexican forces. The Mexicans were pushed back. The Mexicans didn't give up, and they again hard pushed the Texan cavalry. The outcome of the battle wasn't clear. Both sides could win, but it was looking overall positive for the Texans, as they had never had as big as a chance to win against Santa Anna's forces. Houston's leadership was not respected, and there was the occurrence of troops refusing to obey to his orders. In one instance, Houston ordered his infantrymen to stand ground and defend at their camp, but they ignored him and charged straight against Santa Anna's forces. Despite the disobedience, it ended in a stalemate. Houston was furious that he had revealed the power of his force to Santa Anna, and Houston's troops were angry that they hadn't committed to winning the battle. That night, the Mexican troops worked all night to fortify their camp with whatever materials they had. They used wood, brush, even saddles, anything to create some type of fortification. Houston and his troops slept proud, oblivious to the dangerous Mexican force that would arrive. That morning, another force of Mexicans arrived. With this addition to the Mexicans, the Texans were vastly outnumbered, but the Mexican force was full of recruits who had marched 24 hours with no food and water. As the morning continued with no sign of Texan attack, Mexicans lowered their guard. The Texans quietly crept through the tall grass, pulling cannons behind them. They were ready to strike. At 4:30 p.m., the cannon shot through the skies. Thus began the Battle of San Jacinto. Texans rushed forward to the unsuspecting Mexicans and engaged in hand-to-hand combat. Punches, kicks, and knives were interchanged. Santa Anna and his accomplices yelled conflicting orders, creating chaos and destruction between the Mexican forces themselves. Houston and his army decimated the Mexican force. The Mexicans faced a tremendous defeat with casualties in the 900s, while the Texans only had less than 50 casualties, including an injured Houston. Santa Anna ran away but didn't make it far and was eventually captured and brought forth to Houston. Santa Anna signed two treaties. The first was called the Treaties of Velasco. It required all Mexican troops retreat away from Texan land and that all prisoners of war, including Santa Anna, would be granted safe passage to Mexico. Santa Anna secretly promised to Houston and other officials that he would pressure the Mexican Congress to acknowledge the Republic of Texas and that the Rio Grande be the official border between the two countries. Mexico lost motivation to continue after losing to a small force of soldiers. They would continue trying to claim Texas, but they would never succeed all the way into the June of 1943, where Mexico and Texas would call an armistice.